How bad is wrong?
Just right hamstring discomfort. They'll evaluate it. They'll check him out tomorrow. We'll go from there.
How did he injure it? Was it on the running home?
I'm not quite sure yet. I'll find out more. During the game, the P-Dub came up, said hamstring's a little bit tight. Common sense, get him out.
We don't see a lot of skills at home around here.
Sure.
Especially not from Ryan Mountcastle. What were you thinking?
You know, we do our homework, obviously. We try to pick our spots to be smart as you kind of watch the game unfold and realize that, you know, sometimes you got to take some smart risks, I guess, is probably the best way to put it. So, you know, we had an idea of what they would do. We took a shot. It worked out.
What was worst you most about the second?
You know, the sinker was really good today, you know, and it seems like all of his misses were kind of below the zone in the right spots. I think that's probably the biggest thing is I watched the misses a little bit, watched a couple innings as it went on the iPad. It looks like the misses weren't a good spot. Obviously, when the misses are up and middle, it doesn't go so well. It didn't look that way today.
What did you see from Felix, not just tonight, but the last few outings of a lot of hard contact, maybe some walks there that you'd probably like to have back?
Sure. You know, he's been a little inconsistent here lately. I think that's fair to say. I want to say his previous outing that he came in, it was pretty lights out. And then, you know, that and you feel like he's picking up some momentum when he has those types of outings. And then, you know, he has the one today, which, listen, you got to give the guy some credit, too. And that could have gone south real quick, especially how things have gone. And, you know, he hung in there. He battled, got the big out when we needed it. And, you know, here we are with the win.
How much were you holding your breath when you got the ball left field and it looked like it might go out?
Well, we had the one, I don't even remember who we just played, but somebody hit a home run a couple days ago and it started foul. And the thing spun and came back on the inside, and there wasn't much wind. It was a really, really a weird ball to kind of go over the fence right there. But as that ball went up, you kind of thought, you know, no way this happens twice. And it didn't, thank goodness.
When you see Gunnar Henderson go the other way, the way it did twice, what does that show you about his swing?
You know, and you guys can ask Gunnar. His swing probably isn't feeling like the Gunnar Henderson swing we saw last year, that OPS 900, you know. And I think, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, having your A swing, and it's not realistic to have your A swing for 500 plate appearances every year. You know, I think more often than not, I think most guys probably have their A swing for, in a good year, 100, 150 plate appearances during the year. I think what's more realistic is guys have their B swings or their sweet C swings or their A minus swings, and they have to compete with it. They just have to. You can't sit there and wait for the A swing to show up all the time. You have to compete with what you got. And, you know, the hitting guys have been in there a lot with Gunn. I mean, they're grinding with him. He's taking it personal. They're taking it personal. The best thing that they're doing right now is as he's searching for that A swing, they're getting the kid to compete at night. And I think we saw that. A couple knocks, big ones, got us going. And I think going forward, that's just what we have to get out of all of our guys. Whether they feel good or not, we just have to compete when we get in the box with whatever swing that we have.